My dear friends in Christ, this third Sunday of Advent is known as Gaudete Sunday. This is taken from the first word in the introit, which of course is from the epistle, St. Paul's epistle to the Philippians. It means rejoice. And St. Paul reiterates, he says, again, I say rejoice. So Holy Mother Church tells us today that we must be glad, and we see this reflected. We have the rose, not pink, I will remind, rose vestments, and this is worn only twice a year, on Gaudete Sunday, the third Sunday in Advent, and Laetare Sunday, the fourth Sunday in Lent. But I wanted to reflect upon types of joy, and what sort of joy should we be practicing? How do we rejoice? These weeks of Advent, we have thought much about St. John the Baptist. We spoke recently about not being that reed shaken in the wind, how St. John, we might consider, was a rather stern character. This we can gather from our gospel narratives. But we could not say, even for a moment, that St. John was not full of joy, that he did not at the same time rejoice. We know, of course, that he was glad to do God's will, and that was to prepare the way for Christ, though it meant penance and suffering, fasting and vigils in the desert, preaching to an ungrateful people. But of course, St. John rejoiced that he could do his part in the divine plan. And this makes us think the joy had by St. John, of course, was a joy completely different from the joy that the world wants us to experience. We have a juxtaposition here of two different, very different types of joy. We know that type of joy that the world wants us to experience. And that is, it tends to be the joy of the roller coaster ride. It's fleeting, exciting perhaps, yes, but never lasting. It's here one moment, gone the next. And it tends to leave us with a feeling of emptiness. Very often we get off a roller coaster and we're not very stable on our feet. And so with the joys that this world offers us, the moment they're done, we feel dissatisfied, we feel unsettled. And how opposed to the joy that Christ offers us. So many times in the gospel, Christ talked about peace. These were his first words to his disciples when he came to them after his glorious resurrection. Peace be to you. And we know by experience, and more than this, we know in our hearts that this is the joy that Christ wants for us, is peace. And it is a very real joy. I have in my, and no doubt we all have experiences in our own lives that could illustrate this, but I remember one in particular. It was sort of a tradition in our family when each of us turned 7 years old. We got to go on a special trip to our grandparents' house, and that was a big deal. We grew up in Colorado, and without much money, not destitute, but it was a big deal to go to Grandma and Grandpa's house in California. And we looked forward to this day like it was Christmas times however many. It was a big deal. And so we'd fly by ourselves, and that was exciting and special, and spend a week with Grandma and Grandpa and get spoiled like only Grandma and Grandpa can spoil. And this was, I mean, the height of worldly joy. Nothing illicit, nothing bad, of course. But that joy was juxtaposed. I remember the feeling on the plane ride home, just being like, oh, I have to get back to life. I have to go do chores, and I have to deal with my siblings, and I have to. And there's that crash that comes after worldly enjoyment. But there was a little bit of an illustration I found, or at least in hindsight, able to see this, that yes, after all this excitement, and of course being grateful to Grandma and Grandpa and all of that, but there was something so special about coming off the plane after this very special trip and seeing my parents. And again, only being 7 years old, that's fairly young. The joy, I guess I could say, even more so the peace of getting that little hug from mom and then dad. And to me, this was an illustration, again, perhaps in hindsight. I didn't quite understand the full import of this juxtaposition at 7 years old. But the difference between these very earthly joys and yes, another earthly joy, but one that was more grounded, perhaps. It was a joy of peace and a joy of contentment. And again, it is this peace that Christ wants for us. And the beautiful dichotomy is one that only Catholics can really understand. This peace, this profound joy, is primarily experienced by carrying the cross. And what a great mystery. This same fact was explained, I think it was understood very thoroughly by St. Francis of Assisi. There's a beautiful book written, I think, by Felix Timmerman, or Timmermans. And the book's title is The Perfect Joy of St. Francis. And if you haven't read this book, I highly suggest it. It's a beautiful novel on the life of St. Francis. But this was the titular scene in the book, where St. Francis was traveling to a distant monastery with another brother, Brother Leo. And the conditions were very difficult. It was a long journey. They had to travel through the night. It began to rain, and then it began to snow. And St. Francis calls back, "Little Brother Leo, tell me, what is perfect joy?" And Brother Leo doesn't know how to answer, so he stays quiet for a time. St. Francis responds later, "Let me tell you, Brother Leo, that if we had," and he goes through a whole list of things that sound amazing. He said, "If we had every joy and every pleasure, this would certainly not be perfect joy." And he continues, "If we had the knowledge of every herb and all science, the secrets of the stars, this would not be perfect joy. If we had the ability to save the world from all sickness and unhappiness, even this would not be perfect joy. And even further, if we had the ability to convert the entire world to the knowledge of Christ, even this would not be perfect joy." And so, of course, at this point, poor little brother Leo is not sure where this is going. He's, "Father Francis, how? Oh, I don't understand. What is perfect joy?" And St. Francis, in an ecstatic voice, he gives little brother Leo another litany, but a very different sort of litany. He says, "When we arrive after this long and arduous journey at the door of our monastery, we knock on the door, and Brother Porter answers and says, 'I don't know you. Be gone.' And we entreat him, and we say, 'No, we are your very brothers. We traveled all this distance.' And he says, 'I don't know you.' And he takes a club and he beats you until you're bloody and lying in a ditch. Little brother Leo, if this can be suffered in union with Christ crucified, that is perfect joy." And we can see, of course, immediately that the meaning is profound. Again, a mystery, a dichotomy of sorts. But it is in carrying the cross. It is faithfully dealing with those circumstances that come at us every day, by dealing with them with grace, with patience, with resignation. This is where we find that peace, that joy, that profound joy of soul that cannot be replaced. And so, my dear friends in Christ, this Gaudete Sunday, let us truly take the words of St. Paul to heart. Rejoice. Rejoice always in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. And this is not to say, of course, that it is only in carrying the cross that we find joy. We are given many, many beautiful things by Almighty God in which we can find joy. There is joy all around us. There are beautiful things all around us, if only we have the eyes to see them. There's this platitude that we all know very well. It maybe becomes tiresome, but it's an absolute truth and something that we need to work on every single day, and that is, count your blessings. How could we possibly be more blessed as Catholics? We suffer many things, it's true, but we have the truth. We have the Catholic faith. We have our dear Lord. We have our Blessed Mother. We have so many things for which we can be grateful and in which we can rejoice. So, as we continue to prepare for the glorious, the beautiful feast of Christmas, Let us be sure that we do count our blessings, and this includes the crosses. If we really work toward it, we can consider everything a blessing. We can rejoice in everything. As we continue Mass today, let us fill our hearts with this sentiment. Rejoice always in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.